Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. We're back in this basement for more Getting Dug with High here in 2015. And my guests, you may not have recognized those names flying through space, but they are hugely popular, especially in Ungayo Bilum is very popular in Sweden.
Yes, I am.
Please welcome, we gotta get the names right on the first try, Philip Hammer and Fredrik Vikingsson.
That's great.
That is
great.
Yeah.
I mean, this has got to be a major letdown for a lot of people.
I did it.
You've been on hiatus, right?
What's that?
You've been on hiatus on Christmas.
Yeah, we had a little two-week break for the dumb holidays.
So this is the big comeback for the show. And what do you get? It's two guys from Switzerland. Or Sweden.
Do you even know where you're from?
Yeah.
But I thought you would say Switzerland.
That's a mistake I would make.
I'm just impressed that you were worried about pronouncing Vikingsson, but you can say Ungayo.
I know, right?
Any challenges.
But I've been doing that for years.
Sure, that's true.
I just met these fellas. They have their own podcast that's in English.
It is.
That people can download from iTunes called the Philip and Fredrik Podcast.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Now we got that out of the way.
F-I-L-I-P.
Yeah, it's very, yeah. So you got to get that
Swedish.
Right. Very Swedish.
Yeah.
So who are you?
Well, that's a good question.
Wow. It's already 19 minutes after the hour.
Oh my God, we better start smoking.
So we got to get smoking, but Ungayo's a...
Fredrik, I have to tell you that Fredrik is a little bit worried about all of this.
No, but this roster of guests that you've had is like the Hall of Fame of the American stoner culture. And we're probably the worst pot smokers you're ever gonna encounter on the show. So I want you to give me something that you would normally give to a 2-year-old.
Oh, okay.
Very mild.
Well, whenever I give my 2-year-old weed.
Mild.
They don't invite me back to babysit ever since I gave that 2-year-old.
So what do you have?
It was an indica. I thought the kid needed to go to sleep.
Right.
Keep it quiet. It was an indica. It speaks nothing to me. But
so what do you have here? This display.
I'm sure, you know, the entertainment industry sometimes is accused of glamorizing drugs.
This isn't very glamorous.
No, it's not.
But this is supposed, I guess, to be some sort of a paradise for stoners. To me, this looks like a torture chamber.
It's not paradise as much as just sort of normal. And this is probably even a little cleaner than that setup would normally be in somebody's home.
As if, you know, in Sweden, this is considered, the next step is heroin. In Sweden.
Like, yeah, There's some heroin in there.
In Sweden, they talk about it's a certain place in Stockholm. There's a big market.
It's called the Flat Surface.
The Flat Surface. So you start smoking this, and then you end up shooting heroin. So
at the Flat Surface.
Flat Surface sounds like a really safe space.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's not a very dangerous environment.
That was the place in the
70s.
Spot
to lie down.
So we got Ungayo, right?
Ungayo, yes. Ungayo. Like one Gayo.
Nigerian originally, or?
Sure. It's from the 60s. No, it's a... It's an Americanization of a Kikuyu name, meaning hungry for knowledge.
Okay, and that's what I am. So could you give me some...
How did they know that about you, though, when you were just a dumb baby?
You'd
be hungry for knowledge?
My mom was very prescient.
Is this the lame stuff?
It's just marijuana, man.
I heard that there's some more powerful stuff.
We have sativa called Headband that's been loaded up in most of
that's the
pipes.
That's the stuff that keeps you kind of up and more energetic as opposed to the couch lock stuff. Yeah. Okay, don't be afraid. Put your thumb finger over the hole here.
This is like a crash course
here,
in this culture.
Finger over the hole like that. There you go.
And then you show people how to finger their hole and suck on it.
Right, and then lift your thumb. There you go.
Oh.
Hey, that was a nice inhale.
You weren't messing around with that.
That's a nice inhale.
What an achievement.
You're applying
proud of you.
So this guy's probably going to avoid it, so please prepare at least for one.
Well, good thing we have another one right here. Look at that. There's two pipes, no waiting.
So this is Sweden. They're going to be mad at you guys for doing this?
Well, you know, I think it's way more stigmatized there than it is here, because this is, it's practically legal here, right?
Now.
Now.
Yeah. We've been fighting. We've been getting fighting.
It took a while to get there, and it's still...
is it worth fighting for?
Are pushing back against
Hell
it.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Look how happy I am.
Yeah, see that?
But what fascinates me is that, because I think everybody needs something to take the edge off, all humans.
Sure.
And maybe in my case, it's been like beer or something, and I think it's different in different countries.
Snus.
But yeah. there is no sort of take the edge off culture that is more evangelical than the stoner culture. It's so important to so many people.
Well, it's because we've been repressed.
Really?
Right? Booze is relatively, like, everybody knows about booze, and it's not, there's no stigma, like you said. And there's a stigma for marijuana, and there shouldn't be a stigma, man. People just like to smoke weed. Some people like to drink, some people like to smoke weed, some people chew tobacco or whatever. Everybody's got a thing. Some people like coffee, some people take Jesus.
And there's more of a downside to alcohol than to marijuana. Marijuana, like I was just listening today, a doctor's talking on the radio about how...
Today it's 6 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
How early were you?
We have morning radio in the car on the way over, and they were saying...
You heard this.
Do you guys have cars in Sweden?
A week ago.
This is news from about a decade ago.
This just did.
Pretending I heard this morning. But or I guess it might have been late last night, but this girl said that they're saying that marijuana may be seriously helpful for seizures and epilepsy.
It's true.
Yeah.
Everything through there.
No, well, not
he
everything.
He never has any seizures. He's not all
everything.
The time.
Yeah, I've
this
never
is
had a seizure.
Say the
not
Syria
every,
war.
Not
yeah,
true.
It's true.
But no, marijuana definitely has some medicinal. I mean, alcohol has small medicinal effects in moderation, but marijuana tends to have more. It's a natural anti-inflammatory.
But people
it's
are
a
also
good
so,
mood leavener.
I mean, people are so.
Can you even smoke?
No, I will. Take it easy, Philip. I will.
Well, I just feel like
I just need to talk a little bit
just
first.
Just chill, Philip.
Yeah.
I want you to feel comfortable here.
Yeah. But I mean, we've traveled the world. We went to the Cannabis Cup once in Amsterdam. We went to Jamaica last year. And people are so enthusiastic about weed. You never find like a beer drinker who can talk for hours.
Are you kidding?
I haven't met anyone.
Come on,
no,
dude.
True.
Come on. Oh, the hoppiness is so hoppy. And this is 6.4 ABV, but I like mine at 7.2. And
you know
I like
that
the,
they do.
A rust color.
Yeah, I get his point,
stout.
Though. You hear a little, there's less people like that than there are in the marijuana world. But
there's less marijuana smokers too, though, and that's one of those things, right? Because
and
really
beer is also
like
going is getting more and more popular. Like you go into places now, and there's 1,000 taps, and they all have their own, you know, special look or whatever.
All the drugs are fancy in the past now. Everybody's got tasting notes on their whatnot. Oh, this coffee is tastes like you know Sumatra or whatever, and. This
how do you feel about that?
We should all be fancy in our pants. I
say
no
when I was scared off by marijuana was when me and Frederick, we went to the Cannabis Cup in Amsterdam, maybe
10 years ago.
There was this guy.
Could vaporizing have been really new at the time? It
yes,
seemed to be
branded,
all the rage.
Yeah.
People were talking about it like it's a major sensation. They were screaming about it. They have vaporizers over there.
But we met this guy called Uncle Stoner, they call him.
Uh-huh.
And he was a veteran of some kind from, I think, the Kuwait crisis or something. And he was telling us about his life and his lifestyle. And he said he wakes up in the morning and on his bedstand, he has if it was a vaporizer or just a bong. So he smokes a little bit. Then he went into the shower. While he was showering, he was taking another hit. And then he went in to have breakfast and he took another hit. And then he moved into the living room. And for the rest of the day, he was just staring into his aquarium.
Okay.
Is that his day off?
No, that was his
day off. That's a potential downside, I guess. But I mean, I don't know, it took the edge off.
It could make you focus on the unimportant.
Yeah.
It definitely can do that. But that's where someone like myself and Ungayo as well, we like, you know, we do stand-up comedy high. And,
you do stand-up comedy at 4:20 as well, right?
Or yeah. I'll do afternoon shows. Yeah.
That's matinee.
It's funny because 4:20. This show is aired today at this ungodly hour, as I said, very early. Apologies to all the crew that, you know, they're just sighing behind the camera.
They're into it because we're on at 4:20 in Sweden.
I know, which means zero in Sweden.
It
means zero in Sweden.
But it's
a
teaching thing.
It's a symbolism. We're the pioneers.
Yeah.
We're like the ancient Vikings.
On the barricades.
Right? Like the Viking sons of yore.
You've done more to promote 4:20 in Sweden these minutes than anyone has ever done before. This is a major step.
But he's also considered a heroinist in Sweden.
Look, that's the thing. I can't read what they're writing about me when I see the articles.
No.
But it doesn't seem positive.
Your producer seems like this guy
is a maniac over there in the States with his forcing people to smoke weed on camera and
Your producer.
Then next thing you know, they're doing heroin
on the flat surface.
Because they do call me Gateway Doug.
That's right. You are a Gateway Doug.
Boom.
No, but your producer called me and said, should he read about whatever is written about him in Sweden? And I said, no.
No. Don't need to know about that.
You don't like to know.
Have you ever toured Europe?
I have done shows in Amsterdam, of course. And
surprise.
And London. And that's about it for comedy in Europe and the UK. But I want to go back and do more. Mm-hmm. And thanks to the internet, I might have more of a presence there.
Problem with Sweden is that when Snoop Dogg was touring Sweden, I think he was arrested just right after customs. They just took him.
Well, why do you show up at customs?
Just right, yeah, but why?
Why wouldn't you? I mean, you got to enter the country. Even Snoop Dogg.
No, but I'm saying, the rest of
why would you show
the rest of my sentence?
How do you think it works?
Why would you show up at customs with a giant bag of weed in your pants? That's the whole. That's the whole question.
Yeah, the rest of his question was why Snoop should have just walked in without any weed.
I'm glad you clarified what he's saying.
Now it's time for you can't be avoiding it.
If you had smoked that joint or that bowl, you'd be on my level.
Is he the right way here?
Look for the hole and put your finger over it.
This?
There you go.
Oops, it's bubbling, but it's water in here?
There's water in there. It's like a bong. It's to cool the smoke.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can handle it.
There you go.
You're doing great.
Man, you guys are like River's
Edge.
Thank
you very much. I'm killing it.
What a great performance.
Right now, that was just a screen grab for the Swedish newspapers.
I'd like to
they could just screen grab that and then.
Ever get high?
Am I still blowing smoke?
Ever get high at an amusement park or at the movies?
Is that one of the questions?
You're asking him? He barely gets high here.
But I love that they have these questions. Have you ever been high on the job?
All right, interesting.
Who is the most famous person you've ever smoked with?
Let's just wait with these questions for a while. Okay, because I wanted to ask you.
I've got questions of my own, sir.
But Doug, could I ask you, because you're a film buff? I wanted to talk about this with somebody who knows films and the weed culture, because it fascinates me.
All right.
We're going to talk about the interview?
The interview film, because to me it was a little bit of a moment in American popular culture, because weed films and stoner films have existed for a long while in America, right?
Sure.
And always in sort of in a little bit of a vacuum just on its own, and it's never really clashed with
the longest question I've ever heard.
Well, I'm not done yet. But this is the first
time a
stoner comedy collides with major politics across the globe. Has that ever happened before? And what do you think about that? And also, what do you think of the film?
We'll be right back after these messages.
I really just thought we were going to smoke some weed.
Yeah, but
I like the movie. It's a crass comedy that doesn't have too many political statements to make, but the ones it makes, I think are somewhat important. Mm-hmm. And the other part of your question, these two guys, Seth Rogen and James Franco, are known for stoner comedy because their first comedy together was all about marijuana.
Pineapple Express?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But this one, I don't think there's a scene where they smoke, but I don't know why I looked at you. Have you seen the interview?
I still haven't seen it yet, but it's not like...
He doesn't have an internet connection.
There's a scene where weed is smoked, but the two characters they play are not stoners in the movie.
I know that.
So it's not really a stoner comedy, but it's certainly got that
label on it because
those guys are the stars of it.
Yeah.
To your point about the juncture of politics and marijuana, I think that this year, the past really 4 years, 2 years really, when Obama was reelected and Washington, Colorado legalized weed in 2012, and then just last year in 2014 when Oregon, Alaska, and one other state whose name I've forgotten, right?
Oregon, now, Alaska, I'm stunned.
And D.C.
Oregon, Alaska, and D.C., so it's not really a state. Oregon, Alaska, and D.C. legalized marijuana. So there's been a lot of national attention on reform of marijuana laws because it goes, and it's not just, and see, this is one of those things, and now I'm stoned and rambly, so deal with it. You talk about marijuana reform, the first thing everybody goes is, oh, well, you just want to smoke weed and get high and blah, 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 blah. But here in America, marijuana laws are used to punish people and to throw people in jail. And disproportionately, it's African-Americans and people of color and Mexicans and cats like that. And so when we reform these laws, we are keeping people out of jail, keeping people no longer in the system.
Weren't we talking about the interview a minute ago? Like the
But your point was to the juncture of cannabis and politics. And
exactly. Fair enough. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Shirley.
I just like to take things.
Is the point?
What is the point of reforming marijuana laws?
What's the answer to his question?
We're keeping people out of jail. We're stopping racial profiling, right? You can't just stop and frisk someone on suspicion of marijuana. We're creating a new industry with jobs that stay in the state and stay in the country. We're not going to outsource your weed to China.
I heard that in Colorado, you can only pay for weed by using cash money. Everything is cash.
For now. But things are changing.
So if you make tons of money, you have to carry around a lot of cash.
Right? You should write a caper flick. or a heist film.
Weed's
like
not
Ocean's
that
11.
Expensive either.
But if a lot of people buy weed, you gather a lot of money.
That's true.
The weed man ends up with a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. No, they end up with a lot of cash that it's.
But someone said they
probably have to have security and whatnot.
Exactly.
Lots
that's what
of
I
heard.
But do you think, because the reason I called the interview like a stoner comedy is, as you said, that it was made by those guys, mm-hmm. and also Evan Goldberg, who wrote it, right? He's also mm-hmm. sort of a stoner guy who works with Seth Rogen. But do you think that all the films those guys will ever make will be called stoner comedies just because they've been stoner comedy guys?
Are they?
If they're together, sure. Mm-hmm. I think that label's going to stick to them. Mm-hmm. But when they're separate, like James Franco, like, you know, he has lots of weird projects that he does. Like
he's a poet, right?
He directed a movie based on a McCormack novel, Child of God.
I was YouTubing interviews with Cormac McCarthy.
Weird.
Yeah, it was weird, but I was drunk.
That's the only reason to be doing that.
Told me that Cormac McCarthy he should be awarded the Nobel Prize. That's how the conversation started.
Oh, I see. Yeah, people really speak of his work really in lofty tones, but every time somebody makes a movie of it, I don't get it. Like, I would just sit there going, what?
But, it's so sad. It's so bleak.
But maybe I should read
that. That was The Road, right?
Should we all agree mm-hmm. that The Road was a bit boring as a book?
I haven't read the book, so I'm so sorry.
But I did see the film, and I thought it was...
Also boring.
Yeah, but it had some heavy scenes.
He's somewhat obnoxious, actually, Cormac McCarthy as a guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we're talking about
feels
him.
Feels like he'd be bleak.
On this show, why?
Seems like, is this what we do?
He's very self-confident.
Okay.
But going back...
to the law?
When you say stoner comedies mm-hmm. with Franco and Rogan.
I'm just over here getting high.
I don't know necessarily if they're stoner comedies so much as they're comedy for stoners.
That may
you understand
be a good point,
where
yeah.
I'm coming from? Because mm-hmm. weed isn't really a central thing in, say, Knocked Up or mm-hmm. in The Interview, but people do smoke marijuana. It's like when... I don't know, but that's it. That's my point.
When they do smoke weed in The Interview, it's a very funny sequence. That's for sure.
You didn't like the movie, really.
I just saw 30 minutes and I couldn't really stay tuned to it because I thought it was unfortunate maybe that film was for a few weeks the symbol of freedom of speech and people went into the theaters or onto the YouTube screens or whatever with sort of expectations to find a major statement. And it was just a funny film.
A crass comedy, right.
Yeah, it's the whole situation's pretty funny. But also think that whatever lessons there are to be learned about North Korea from that film are at least being given to a bunch of young people that would pay no attention to what was going on.
They don't even know
if they didn't see the movie.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah, and the movie has some real things in it about what's really going on over there, like the whole country starving and whatnot. So, it's interesting, but someone was saying recently that those two guys actually they're not going to be known as the stoner guys. They're going to be known as the guys that fucked with North Korea. Like that's gonna be their thing for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine anything bigger happening to them in their careers.
That would top that.
Do you think they will have security now for like a couple of years?
You must know them a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Can't get him on the show though, on this show. He won't do it.
Seth
won't do it. He doesn't say why, he just says he doesn't want to.
But do you talk to his publicist?
That must kill you, right?
It doesn't kill me. Snoop got there first. And Snoop and I need to do each other's shows, like we're going to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've actually met him, mm-hmm. so I'm excited about that happening eventually, but it's, you know.
So it hurts you that Seth Rogen refuses to come on the show.
But it doesn't hurt me. I just get tired of hearing about it. And we'll talk more about it after this. We got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back.
Great day today, morning. That's my shit.
They say LA is the home of the fakes. That's why I keep my residence east of Silver Lakes. Doing what it takes to get by and get a piece of the pie. I gotta buy a bunch of stuff that starts with I. Phones, Macs, and pads, you better go ask your dad what it was like in the old days they had. Artists and crafts and skills, that's how they stack the bills. Nowadays, people only know how to snack on pills. For reals, don't you think that I can tell by the way that you act that you're going through hell? The psychological frontier is finally here. That's why I slam a beer and try to have no fear. Every night I dream I'm in a haunted house full of malevolent ghosts just trying to come out. They wanna put me in a grave, but I'll never be a slave to another soul's misery. It's me that they trying to bum out.
I really intended to continue talking about what we were talking about when we went to break, but I completely forgot what we were talking about.
The fact that Seth Rogen refused.
Yeah, I was just going to ask
Seth Rogen is the enemy of this show.
But do you email his publicist, or is it a personal conversation between the two of you?
I got him to say on Twitter that he does not want to do it.
Oh.
I think, you know, a lot of guys, I'm sure he's never high when he's acting. Like, some people don't want to be, you know, seen, captured, archived, high. You know?
I saw this documentary.
You lose control.
I think have you seen the documentary, I think it's called No No. It's about this pitcher who was high every game he ever
Doc
played.
Ellis.
Yeah.
But no, not every game.
He threw a no-hitter on acid. But he said something. In the beginning of the documentary, he says, I've never not been high during a game.
I think
maybe I didn't understand the movie,
he might have been stoned.
He might have been high every time and then acid that one time.
This is a chocolate train wreck that a friend of mine grew. Chocolate train wreck.
Well, if you want, I'll wait a little bit.
Okay, you can wait a little bit.
The thing is, you know,
a chocolate train wreck sounds good and bad at the same time. I just don't even know why train wreck
that's,
is
that's
even.
Actually going to be my porn name. That's my plan C. I'm just going to be the chocolate train wreck. Yes, this is mine.
So what do you have inside?
But I don't know if you guys are ready.
He treats it as if
you
it's
might not
cigars,
be ready for that. Right?
I should
jelly.
Handcuff it to my wrist like it's a bunch of hashes, actually. God.
No beer guy has a kit
but
like this.
This is
all weed people.
This is mostly used for cocaine.
Because your beer's
going to
be there
right?
when you
I
get
don't,
there.
I don't know. I've never done cocaine.
But this is used for cocaine, right, usually?
That kind of vial? Sure.
I wouldn't know.
Okay, so here you've got different stuff.
Variety of different
He's got
hashes.
A bunch of things.
There's some cold
hashes?
Water.
Is that a different thing from marijuana?
Yes.
Don't get him started.
Oh, please do.
Okay, please.
This is all, like, wet?
Yeah, that's
brown
a hash
sugar.
Oil. Like, you could call it brown sugar. That's also my porn name. So this is like a mixture of okay, so to make hash, you take the little crystals.
Do we really, do we need it?
Do you not want to know?
Google.
You can go back to Sweden and be an expert.
The weed, why are you trying to teach them to make hash?
You're wasting expensive YouTube time by talking about how you make hash. No,
people can Google it, surely.
The people, well, okay.
People need
to
know.
What do you got here? No,
sorry about that.
Why would I be offended?
So what's going on here?
2,431 people are watching us right now.
Oh, okay.
Very early in the morning.
He's happy. The fewer, the better.
I'm not saying that. It's interesting that there may
I'll let
be,
you know if the numbers go down.
Yeah, there may be some people in Sweden watching this, and some people, because they like you, I think,
sure.
And some people
and some
maybe...
also don't like him.
Well, I'm not sure they're watching, but some people are watching this to hate watch us. That's an interesting thing. They got
sure.
Because they're watching now, and they're sitting at home doing this because they think we're making
these guys.
Yeah, we make fools of ourselves in an international context, speaking English no less. But it's all good. It's interesting.
Do you guys want to? You could at some point, since you've been here this morning, we've been hanging out. Like, you guys will just talk in Swedish to each other on occasion.
You thought that was really rude?
I didn't think it was rude. I thought it was, it just made me jealous that I don't know sign language or another language or something. Because that is so awesome to just be able to be like, the two of us are going to talk for a bit, and you guys don't get to know what we're saying.
No, well, it's a good
you know?
Tool.
And you don't, there's no emotion in your voice. So it's like, I don't know what they're talking about
so
right
that's
now.
Your,
I have no
your,
idea.
So that's why you, because we weren't.
But it doesn't bother me. I'm impressed by
but we
it.
Weren't really hanging out this morning, because you were sort of aloof and
well,
walked away.
I tried to stay awake. We actually, the magic has to happen
but that
here.
Was what we were talking about in Swedish. Like, so you've heard American talk shows, some bigger than this talk show, and the host always introduce himself to the guest? Did this happen?
Oh, it was very casual. putting it
yeah,
mildly.
I mean, you were nice, but I thought you were just be
now
talking to us.
Now you hurt his feelings, Philip. That was
no, no, you're super nice, but I thought you would be talking to us a little bit more.
Well, this is good. This is like entry-level American television for you because most of those dicks that host those shows aren't going to come and talk to you.
They're not?
Nuh-uh.
No.
Jimmy Kimmel will come talk to you.
Yeah.
Leno would talk to you.
Leno used to.
Letterman never did.
Letterman, uh-uh.
We'll never be on those shows. So it's, you know, it will never
Letterman
happen.
Letterman only a couple of months
don't
left.
Don't say that about yourself. No.
This, well, I don't know. But I you've been super nice. I'm
you're on your way. I this think is a launch pad.
How do you make it?
How do you make
it? Google it. Let's do it. Shouldn't we just hear? Could you do a,
we actually,
could you do a 20-second version of how do you make hash?
You got 20 seconds.
Okay.
I'm gonna time it.
You take the crystals off the marijuana and you compress them and it's hash. Now there's different methods. You can use CO2 or butane. My favorite is just cold water and ice and fucking shake it up and then boom and let it dry.
What's your favorite method, man?
Nice. Method Man's a rapper.
I know that.
From the Wu-Tang Clan.
I know that. I can name sure. at least three members of the Wu-Tang Clan.
You can?
Maybe two.
I'm not sure.
Maybe two.
Method Man is one of them, and then Old Dirty Bastard, maybe.
Old Dirty Bastard. Does it count because he's dead? Like, is he still a
I
member?
I think he's legendary and timeless.
Well, there you go.
They have the rumor of Wu-Tang Clan in Sweden is they played this festival, and they were staying in an RV. Mm-hmm. And according to witnesses,
mythology,
the whole RV was just doing like this for hours.
For hours?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a bad story.
This was not really
was,
maybe they were making hash in there.
To,
they were probably making
why
hash.
Why would it be doing that? What's happening in there?
I was waiting.
Is it like...
I was waiting
was
for
that,
something
was to be RV was that the worst what was going
ever told on American television?
It could be.
And the RV...
Maybe they're all dancing and stuff.
Philip Amar, thank
I
you for
was
coming.
Expecting more.
Was there music playing?
But wasn't there
could
more?
You hear loud music?
I was waiting for you to make something up to spice it up.
I thought maybe
bit.
It was going
to
roll over.
It was a 2+ anecdote.
Even.
At most.
Even. I'm sorry about that.
I don't know what that scale is, 2+.
One, yeah. That's going to haunt you for the rest of your life. Yeah. The best talk show guest ever.
The R.
Somebody wrote in on Twitter, someone named Tawend. Watching while the kids get ready for their first day back to school.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's right. Everybody goes back to school.
That's
today.
How casual some people are about this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have kids. How casual are you?
I'm fairly casual. You can't really hide it when you're me.
Are they big weed smokers as well?
No, they don't. They don't really care about marijuana, which is good. They're also in high school and middle school, so maybe this is not the time for.
Do they know how
marijuana.
To make hash?
They have never asked, but I would be willing to teach them.
I'm sure in 30 seconds.
Well, no, they're my kids. You spend a little time.
College.
You
know, 2 hours.
College
is where you start.
College
tell
is where
your
you
kids,
smoke
you
marijuana.
Go to college, go there and smoke marijuana.
That's what I tell them all the time, and stay away from pills. That's what I said. That's my
stay
advice.
Fuck away from
how old
pills.
Are your kids?
Well, she's 1 year old. I mean, it's hard to talk to her about it.
Yeah. Well, now you should start now.
She won't listen about anything at this point, I'm guessing. And
now, Ilse, I'm going to talk to you about making hash.
A little snaps.
A little model.
Crystal. Time to learn about hash.
You could make a puppet and then, you know, shoot a video.
Some guy I assume is in Vegas. Vegas 82 is really, he's loving this international episode of the show.
Entry level guests.
People are into it. Mm-hmm. Someone's watching from Denmark.
Wow.
Yeah, what? And they want to know, this is Tim of Daneland, wants to know, what'd you guys do New Year's Eve?
Well,
not
more
getting,
interested
not getting
in
high, we got high, and Guy and I, he in Sacramento, me in San Francisco, two of the most, liberal weed cities.
Pretty stony.
Pretty Sacramento?
In the
Sacramento,
world.
Sacramento, California. State capital, city of trees.
Oh, well, we've been there.
Where were you there?
I interviewed, me and Frederick interviewed.
Okay, how bad is this anecdote going to be?
Well, this is not an anecdote. Okay. This is just fact.
No pressure.
Is the RV a rocket?
If you deliver this again, Philip, you're out of here.
We interviewed the woman. She was 85 years old. She was working in the elevator in the state capitol building. How about that story?
But the interesting thing about
she
her.
She also lived in a mobile home, right?
Yeah, that
was it rocking back and forth? Was
but she had actually been taking care of an elevator for 29 years, every day just pushing buttons. And that's almost.
He's elevating my anecdote.
I tried to make it, you know, contextualize it a little bit.
Three
that's
out of
gonna
five.
Be an interesting job, though. You meet a lot of different people.
Governors and the
for
like.
For 40 years.
For 40 years.
I just said 29.
Okay.
But you try to spice it up a little bit. Good, nice try.
A good long time.
But that was not a story, really, right?
How long did you guys
remembrance.
How long did you spend in Sacramento? a matter of hours, in and out. A
couple of days, maybe.
30 seconds.
That's why you guys are a team. Couple of days is 30 seconds sometimes.
Let's do some hot topics, you guys.
Okay.
Hot topics.
Thank you.
Oh, it's coming.
It's coming, okay.
Yeah.
Hot topics.
See?
Oh, wow.
They had to go wake the hot topic lady up and say,
It's a very long question.
It's not a question.
Okay.
It's an anecdote.
It's an
anecdote.
Okay. Two plus anecdote.
Yeah, don't panic.
I will eventually, but
it's a 45-minute show.
And how far in are we?
We're about 10 minutes in.
Really?
No.
We've had one break.
I almost panicked.
Less than
10 minutes?
Where's this heading?
30 seconds.
Time goes by really fast. Like right now, because we're talking
about
it, it's slow, but it goes by really fast.
Philip has so many anecdotes left, so please, get on with the pod questions.
But was it that bad?
Hey, if Seth Rogen and James Franco are going to be remembered for North Korea thing, you're going to be remembered for that anecdote. It's going to be on your virtual obituary.
Entry-level Swedish talk show guest who tells the worst stories. That could be my thing. Coming on American talk shows, same anecdote for years.
Philip RV Hammer.
Yeah, he's back for the RV story.
So the story was only I told that there were people in the RV, basically.
When somebody tells a story that ruins a party, it's going to be called Dropping the Hammer.
Now I feel, I'm panicking. Like right after this show is over, someone will have, edited out just that story.
That's Philip with an S.
But it wasn't bad.
No, but it's a great example of how, even though you mean well, when you're high on marijuana, you say stupid shit. It happens. Who got hurt?
That's
nobody.
The best deterrent the best deterrent. Stay, this is your brain on drugs. Two plus anecdotes.
The story was, the Wu-Tang Clan actually have sex. That's the members of them.
The essence of the story. Huh. Okay, pot talk.
Topics.
Sometimes I YouTube people who are really great on talk shows. Yeah. Like we YouTubed the Howard Stern when he was on Letterman a couple of years ago.
Great performance.
Great performance. YouTubing me. The Wu-Tang Clan anecdote.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay, here we go. The long question.
You can dwell on things when you're high.
You can't.
I was going to say.
Sometimes.
Let it go. I don't know the melody.
Yeah, just pop in frozen.
So this long question.
Let it go.
It's not so much a question, it's just a story that's going on in the world of marijuana. And according to this piece of paper, Swedish military reported that a Russian military jet almost collided with a passenger plane.
I don't think it almost collided, but just passed Sweden. The military plane passed Sweden, I think.
And this summer, it's just not supposed to.
It's not really.
I don't think so.
We get reports of that like weekly. It feels
you guys
like
are pretty close to Russia.
We're pretty close. And
can you see it from your house?
Oh, well, not really. But I think that's okay. So I think that's probably exaggerated. If we're commenting on
people
on
the Russians were saying that the numbers were off because the Swedes visit Pusher Street very often.
Oh,
they're implying that they were.
Is that
off,
what they replied for real?
That they're off because of. The cannabis trade and the
they're claiming the pilot was on drugs.
What?
They're claiming the pilot was on drugs.
Honestly,
do you have any
Russia do Swedes? How many Swedes smoke weeds?
Maybe six.
Russia said
that's the problem by having us here.
Russia said that the plane was 43 miles away, and Swedish and Danish fighter jets scrambled in response to what they believe was a front.
You're Russian. Turning Sweden into North Korea now.
No, Russia.
It was only 6 miles apparently, but doesn't what is it? If weed affects your sight, is it distance or?
It's like depth perception, I guess.
So maybe
you ever stop hella short at the stop sign?
Don't say I guess. You're the professor. I mean, we need you for current and basic information.
You're awfully demanding for sitting around smoking weed. It's 8 o'clock in the goddamn morning, man. Can we just chill out a little bit? So anybody need a hug?
Drive down here several hours in order to get.
I did. I drove down here
at several hours. 3 a.m.
You did overnight?
Oh yeah, I drove last. I got in last night, a couple 3 hours ago.
Wow.
What? There's weed. There's coffee.
That's what this guy's listening to interviews. Yeah. Early on at 4 a.m.
when he gets all his information.
You don't listen to talk radio in the car?
All the time, but not at 4 a.m. in the morning. Or I'm rarely in the car at 4 a.m.
Oh, okay.
I've been listening to Serial. Have you listened?
I haven't listened to Serial.
Very overrated, I've seen. The biggest disappointment of the year, okay, to me.
Really? You didn't like it? I haven't listened to it yet.
Really disappointing.
I think it's really hype, and it's better that people try that stuff than a lot of other podcasts, but I think that it's been done before. I mean, don't they do that in This American Life, but not as a sort of...
Not as a serial.
Yeah, but if that's the only thing that... Well, it's not much of a hook to me. That's just storytelling.
Well, that's Matt, the thing, but I mean, in
have
America,
you heard about this new TV show? It's just, they have different episodes.
America.
It's groundbreaking.
But the thing is, America loves the binge watch things now, or America's really onto that.
Yeah,
sort
but
of
the problem with Serial.
We're kind of new to the whole episodic sort
binge
of thing.
Listening doesn't work to me.
Well, you couldn't do that to Serial either because it was released once, one episode a week. So everything.
Everything falls
I'm just,
out
I'm just saying, we're kind of new to the whole episodic. We're just getting the hang of.
Did you listen to
not
Serial?
Not standalone episodes, but. A moving story.
Did I what?
You guys did you listen to the Serial?
I have not listened to Serial.
Let's not talk about it.
I'm so busy podcasting, I don't listen to much podcasting.
Just you got to promote your podcast to Swedish. This is, well, not really a podcast, but to the Swedish,
Swedish viewers. Audience, yes, you might want to check out Dog Loves Movies.
And, why are people laughing?
Because we were talking earlier when you guys were here and we weren't talking. We were talking about pronouncing my name Dog. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do
I? But I haven't heard you guys say that. You say
Dog.
You
say, dog. Dog.
Dog. Dog.
Well, now you sound Russian when you really lay into it like that.
Dog.
Dog. But yeah.
How far in are we to in this show?
Pretty, does it matter?
We're doing pretty good.
Just be here, brother.
I am.
Or kind of. Yeah, he's kind of here. Mm-hmm. But Ingaio and I will smoke on your behalf.
On your behalf. Well,
yeah. How often
is that the chocolate?
It's the chocolate trademark.
What do you think? Should I? If I do,
I think it's delicious. It's not overwhelming.
But does it taste like chocolate?
A little bit.
How well? And how does that?
Well, here,
happen?
How
do you do it and tell us how much it tastes like chocolate. Chocolate?
It's like when people say wine tastes like celery. It never tastes like celery. It tastes like wine. No, it tastes like wine. It's gonna taste like wheat.
Oh my god! I would never drink wine if it ever tasted like celery.
With something like that.
Yeah,
it tastes like egg salad.
But you're right. Those examples, I'm always like, I can't find it.
No, it's just wine.
Every once in a while, though.
But do you pour like chocolate oil over it or something?
No.
It just okay. How do you make it?
It's just one of those things. It's all like cross breeding, right? It's like tomatoes. Like there's green zebra tomatoes, which taste different from the big red meaty tomatoes, which is different from a red delicious apple, from a Arkansas black apple, whatever. Cats sit around and mix and match all the shit.
I don't want that. I want something else. That's weaker.
How is weaker? It's just marijuana, man. Just take a smaller hit.
Do whatever.
Just do whatever. Here, just smoke this one.
Do whatever. Boom. Here we go. He's going to take one more hit.
But you have
no pressure, though. You don't have to.
No. I won't do much.
But the film podcast is once a week, right?
Off the mic pipe. What?
The movie podcast is once a week.
Doug Loves Movies. We generally do it once a week. Sometimes a couple times. And you know a lot about pop culture.
I know a lot about you. I was studying your Wikipedia page like the Torah.
Oh no!
I was like the Torah.
Yeah. So I'm gonna think we're.
When did this happen? On your way here?
A couple of days ago. I was just curious.
Were you contemplating the facts on the Wikipedia page?
Sure.
What was the most surprising thing about
that? He
about Dog.
That for a while he finished all his movie podcasts by saying and also. What's his name?
Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe is an asshole.
Shithead.
Shithead.
Is he?
That made people think.
I said shithead. I'm not calling you shithead.
No, but that created controversy because people thought that you were serious about calling him a shithead, and you don't really do that in America. So I know that about you.
It was it was a joke because why? Nobody has any beef with Willem Dafoe. Nope. So that was.
I also read that, but what surprised me.
Are you on Wikipedia?
God, I have no idea. I don't think so.
After this show,
you should
will.
Start a page for
you
me.
You might be.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Okay. Look at that.
After the break, more on Willem Dafoe, I think.
If you want.
A little bit.
All right, we're going to try to remember this.
Because I disagree with you a little bit about the fact that nobody will badmouth him, so we'll discuss that.
Oh,
and other topics.
He's got beef with Willem Dafoe.
We'll be right back.
There can be nothing but the separation that gives us right. When we can dance, there's nothing we need like somebody get to guide.
The producer,
that was a longer one than the first one. Okay. Yeah, okay. We're playing a lot of mental games with you here.
I'm only thinking about my
ass. Gaslighting
the fiasco.
But here's an idea to give the people that are watching in Sweden to check you guys out, whether they love you or hate you. If they're watching, they can learn about the financial aspects of weed legalization. Colorado, the one state where we have legalized weed, has sold over $34 million worth of recreational weed.
Since when?
In August.
In August.
Yeah, good with question. 3.4 million of that going straight to building schools. And crime rates are down 15%, and murder taxes. And murders dropped by 42%.
Boom, less but crime.
Is murder a big problem in your in Sweden?
Isn't it everywhere?
Or just in...
It's a problem,
but girls with
Frederick
tattoos.
Here could elaborate more on the topic.
What was the question? I was just
Willem Dafoe. No, why is he a shit?
I couldn't hear.
You did. We have a big problem with murders.
Murders. Well, I wouldn't say. I read a statistic.
Why is Willem Dafoe murdering so many people?
I read that police murders. You have like 536 police murders a year here. Not police men, but I think police shootings. And I think in Japan they have
shooting
zero.
Shooting murders is a huge
no, but I mean the police killing people.
Murder's not the right word.
Yeah, well, Japan is zero. Wildly different in some between Japan us is and other zero. Countries. Yes,
I think it's zero in Sweden almost as well.
Well, I would maybe two. But it's I think
maybe two.
But I think that.
Well, how many people do you have in all of Sweden?
What do you think?
9 million. What? Oh, sorry.
Nice.
Couldn't have started. You know.
You wanted to turn this into a quiz.
Nice.
Eight and a half million.
Why is it nice?
It's just an exclamation, like by Thor's beard.
Nice. Yeah, but 9 million. That's all.
It is nice. 9 million is nice.
It's nice. Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice.
Nice.
2,728 people listening to us say nice over and over again.
Nice.
Yeah. So. That's a great number for like coming on at such a weird time.
And entry level celebrities. Not you, obviously, but
weed celebrity, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Gaio's huge. I can't even understand this question somebody wrote on Twitter.
Is it in Swedish?
It's what's next for Philip and Frederick? Smoking, and then something I don't, can't. What does that say?
LSD.
I think. LSD. Okay, smoking LSD, and it says you should be ashamed. And that's from Zinnyzan. Mm-hmm. That's but what you get. Who should be ashamed? Me?
No, probably me and you Frederick guys. Doing this and you know.
Because now you're going to smoke LSD?
We're going to wind up
is
on the flat surface.
Is that what you guys want to do next? What are you going to do next?
Flat surface.
We're going to end up on the flat
are
surface.
Are you going to Disney
Straight from Pusher Street to flat surface?
To flat surface. The flat surface.
What do you do after the show? What
do you jump into Uber and say, take me to flat surface?
Do you have a 5-year plan? Where do you see yourselves in 5 years' time?
Are you hiring?
No, but that's
are you
no,
hiring?
No, what's going on? But that's the type of question Doug gets too rarely.
We've made a lot of progress during this session.
We've done this show, we've done this show about a year now, a little over a year, and I strangely do find that there's progress, you know? It's kind of sideways. It's kind
of. I don't think you
kinda,
imply that, right?
It kind of moves crab-like
for me.
No.
I was just curious.
Yeah, thank you for asking. I appreciate it.
You've done some acting?
A little bit, sure. Yeah.
You were on Curb Your Enthusiasm?
That's a Wikipedia thing.
Yeah, I know this by heart. Yeah. But do you want to do more acting?
Sure, I'd do more acting, but this is sort of
Frederick is turning this show into Charlie Rose. There was no point there.
Well, it's interesting that you guys have done so many different types of media. You have a podcast now, but you've had talk shows and prank shows and in kind of sketch comedy as well.
Not really sketch comedy, but we did some travelogues.
Now we have a quite serious show that's just finished airing, but it's about people divorcing, and we arrive at their homes when they've already filed the divorce papers, and we try to somehow
help tell their story and see if we can do anything, come with some advice.
What do you think of that? Nice.
You cringe a little bit.
We've just met.
Yeah.
It's just...
All right, think about this for a second. Think about what your answer is to that, because we could go really long if I'm not careful. It's time for you guys to watch a magic trick. It's game time.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Fine, how are you?
Philip, do you mind picking a card for me? Move this out of the way. All right, memorize it, show it around.
Very nice.
Cool, place it back there.
Of course.
All right, I'll cut it back into the deck. Give it a shuffle. Is there a lot of magic in Sweden?
We have a guy called Hugh Labiero who's trying to take on Vegas. He's tried it for years. We'll see what happens.
All right.
Also, there was a guy called Yoni Long, right?
I think so.
Well, all right, let's see what happens here.
You've been practicing.
All right, tell me when to stop.
Well, stop.
Okay, cool. Let's see if I can do this.
Woo! Fantastic.
That was good. We actually met Uri Geller once.
Nice. Did he tell you to get bent?
Did he fuck up your silverware?
He did. Well, he kind of did.
He fucked up Philip mentally, because I think that, I mean, we're suckers for magic tricks and all kinds of, you know, it's ungoogleable. That's why we appreciate it, I think.
It's a closed code, or closed source, where, you know, I'm talking about, like, juggling's like open source. You see what the guy's doing, everybody can watch the video and learn it. Magic. You ever see that Ricky Jay documentary? He's talking about, like, there's some secrets I'm gonna take to my grave.
No, I haven't
seen it. Right, he's like, he shared it with some
guys. It's a documentary?
Yeah. It's really, really good. Ricky Jay something,
but
something.
But is magic
tricks, it's on the Netflix.
Is that a crucial part of stoner culture, you think? Or why is that? I appreciate it a lot, but everything else is very tied into pot here, so why is that like a pot
everything
thing?
Is so planned here, apart from that.
I think, you know, any of those places where people get their movies and TV shows and stuff is popular with stoners. Yeah, it's, you know, Netflix is just easy to, if you have it.
He's wondering why you can find it.
Magic tricks. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, why is there magic on Netflix?
No. On this show.
Why does game come to
talk about
magic.
This show, Doug? Your show. Yes, we forget.
What does Netflix have to do with it?
He talked about a documentary on Netflix called Ricky Jay. It's about a magician.
Yeah, so that's the he went off about.
No,
I don't know what was happening. There was
a very long story again.
We're having a conversation.
Yeah, don't quit.
Do you have just an please, anecdote
English,
in your pocket?
English, please.
I was just
an anecdote. Well,
he has one.
Yeah. Do you save them?
You
like
should
in
tell
a jar?
Him the Reagan anecdote, which is this is what we in Sweden call the 5+ anecdote. It's as good as it gets.
Oh my God, I wish we had time, but that's the thing is, you guys were saying, when is this gonna end? And now you don't want it to end and it's time for it to end.
I got the Reagan anecdote that you blow your mind.
Who cares if you extend this show?
No. I don't care.
No, so here we go.
Do you want the Reagan anecdote?
Here we go with the Reagan anecdote.
Are you ready?
Yeah. So
you're under a lot of pressure.
Do you have any sound effects?
It's a five plus.
This is a 5+ anecdote. It's
three up from the RV.
I would say four.
Four up out of, well.
So here we go. It's
here we go.
5+ anecdote.
This is not a funny anecdote. I just want to say that straight up. It's mind blowing.
What's happening?
It's poetic. It's a poetic anecdote.
Okay.
Try this. This is like 1999. This is the autumn. Or the winner of Ronald Reagan's life is really old, and we all know that he was unfortunately stricken with Alzheimer's, which is a terrible disease. So one day, Nancy can't find Ronald, because she's scared, of course, that he's run away, or, you know, he's off somewhere. But she finds him eventually. Are you with me, Doug?
Uh-huh.
In the library. Yeah. And he's
Where is Reagan?
What do you mean?
In this anecdote.
In this anecdote. Where is he?
The White House?
In the library.
In the library.
Okay. Of his own home in Bel Air.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He's in the library.
He's in the
looking
library.
Looking at books, going, what are these?
He's by the aquarium.
Okay. Nancy can't find him.
And she finds him over at the aquarium.
Are you getting a little cash for saying aquarium on this show? Because that's the third time.
Yeah, no. We had the Uncle Stone music
about the thing for aquariums.
And so Nancy,
the aquarium cartels are throwing him a little.
Nancy,
please listen to this anecdote.
Nancy, okay.
You need to back from a serious break.
You need a little. Okay. You need to back it up a little bit. So Nancy finally finds Ronald by the aquarium, and he's standing in his robe, and of course he's confused at this point in his life. So he's just standing there, and she walks up to him, and she says, "Ronald, what are you doing here?" And she realizes that he has a clenched fist, and it's dripping with water. And on the bottom of the aquarium, there is like a miniature Washington, D.C. sort of city with little buildings and stuff, and the obelisk, whatever you have. And so she unfolds his dripping hand and opens his fist, and there's a tiny little model of the White House in his open hand. And he just points at it and says, "I don't know, but this has something to do with me." I think that's just very...
5+.
Wow.
I mean, that's life. That's life. That's what happens. You're the most powerful man in the world. You make the Berlin Wall crumble, and then you're reduced to that. That's very sad. And that's also poignant, I think. And it's a good way to end this show. A bit of a downer, but a reminder that we're all fragile.
He becomes a monster that just reaches down and destroys the White House with one swoop of his
sweaty, that's another
big
symbolism.
Sweaty hand.
Why did I let you actually do this anecdote?
You backed like, compared him up. To mine?
You backed him up.
Did I?
You backed him up. Like, hey, no, right? He's got to tell. We've got to
I
go
stand
home.
By so I stand the by the Reagan anecdote. I stand by the Reagan anecdote.
I thought
the
it was dark anecdote. Really impressive.
Hey, because
I don't know the if this episode is going to be pro-marijuana or anti-marijuana, but it certainly was a lot of fun. The Philip and Frederick podcast can be found on iTunes or on podff.com. Is that a new thing?
Yeah, it is. Check it out.
Okay.
Nice.
And Ngaio's going to be, where else would he be but the International Cannabis Business Conference in San Francisco, February 15 and 16.
And I'll be at the Atlanta Improv with Brian Posehn this weekend, the 8th through the 10th.
Nice. Do you do stand-up there?
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Good luck.
Thank you.
I'm doing stand-up Friday in Spokane, Washington at the Knitting Factory. And my 420 shows in Denver are on sale now. And all of my dates and deeds can be found.
Is Denver your best city?
DougLovesMovies.com. It's up there, yeah. It's a good one. Austin's really good for me. Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, Sacramento. Hey, the store's been closed for the holidays. We have, you know, merch that we sell. And it's going to reopen this week, so you can get mugs, T-shirts, and these blue cards. I might sign a few more of them or something, but we send you these cards if you want one. I don't know why I made such a sad face after saying that. But they're great. Start, you know, it's never too early to start shopping for Christmas. And give a loved one a blue card from this show. And thank you guys. Thanks for being here.
Is it the actual merch? The cue cards? Is that merch?
That's something, yeah.
That's recyclable.
Do you sign them?
They just put a stamp on it.
It's genius.
Yeah.
It's like a postcard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's sweet.
And nice.
Nice.
Yeah, so you'll get one that says something like, our next show is this very Wednesday, 2 days from now, at 4:15 Pacific Standard Time. So, yeah.
Who's the guest? Any clues?
No, we keep it a secret.
But it's going to be an interview. Finally, he agreed to be on the show. Who knows?
He's on the show. Yeah.
Who knows? But maybe, maybe Seth Rogen will be here Wednesday, 4:15.
He was on my movie podcast once, and I thought that
enough.
That went well.
2+.
That's it. We've introduced a new scale for actually measuring stuff,
especially anecdotes.
Thanks, Philip. Thanks, Frederick.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot,
Ngaio.
Thanks, Doug.
Nice meeting you, man.
And,
nice meeting you.
Take care.
We'll see you this Wednesday.